Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee-kerup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison, kilitary industrial core poor nation in the post-constitutional cheese-covered bankrupt bribocratic corruptocracy, mocracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Yes, it is the weekend before, you know, that strange ritualistic animal sacrifice, 40 million animals to be sacrificed in the days ahead in North America. That strange ritual called Thanksgiving. But this weekend, you know, I want it to be Thanks Vegan Weekend. You know, thanks vegan. Thanks vegan for not contributing to the 51% of greenhouse gas emissions for which the meat and dairy industries are responsible. Thanks vegan for saving over 300,000 gallons of water in your food growing process over meat eaters. And, you know, thanks vegan. It's Thanks Vegan Weekend. Thanks vegan for saving on saving an acre of trees, for saving 100 animals this past year, and for not eating animals, for you know, not participating in the cruelty, for eating a tofurkey instead of a turkey on Thanksgiving. Coming up on today's program, we will have the person who brought us tofurkey, Seth Tibbett of Turtle Island Foods. He's coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, as is Karen Davis of United Poultry Concerns. Please listen to this program. I guarantee you're not going to want to have a turkey on Thursday. It will be a tofurkey for you. And thanks, vegan, for having a tofurkey instead of a turkey. And maybe if you're not a vegan yet, well, please call a vegan and thank that vegan for doing all the good that he or she is doing for the animals and for the planet. And for being true green, you know, I mean, I was at the Green Festival. I mean, I thought green meant environmental, but, you know, not green as in money, but you know, there it was again, the child indoctrination program disguised as a green festival. For shame, trying to get children to consume dairy and eggs and calling it green, huh? So, I know I'm not patriotic, right? I'm an extremist because I won't eat somebody's leg for Thanksgiving, right? So, I don't know, what can I tell you? Anyway, I see that great patriot Sarah Palin has her new book out, just released. What's it called? A Vegetarian Myth, I think. Oh, that's Liar Keith's book. I don't know. It's easy to confuse the two. They're both on the New York Times dumbest seller list, you know, so I don't know what to say about them. But anyway, both books have been fact-checked, and they are free of facts, certified free of any facts. So don't worry. Make up what you want about anything. You can be an expert, too. So there's your holiday reading. Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please, I need your support. We have to pay for the airtime. So please make a tax-deductible donation. You can do so online at goveganradio.com. Also, you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. We are a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center, so your donation is tax-deductible. So you make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Okay, what goes into the preparation of the turkey who comes to your holiday plate? We will find out next with Karen Davis of United Poultry Concerns. Later on, Seth Tibbett of Tofurkey.
Want violence out of your life? Take it off your plate. Go vegan.
From coast to coast, everyone's new favorite healthy refreshment is really an ancient elixir. Kombucha, a probiotic powerhouse packed with antioxidants, live-active enzymes, amino acids, and so much more. Vegan, organic, raw, never pasteurized. GT's 100% kombucha and Synergy kombucha with 5% juice. Can't quench your taste with those overly sweet beverages? Try energizing, tart, and tangy GT's kombucha and Synergy kombucha. Great instead of coffee in the morning or before a workout. Sip throughout the day for sustained energy. Learn more about the benefits of kombucha at synergydrinks.com. Visit the refrigerated section of your natural foods market for GT's kombucha. 7 varieties, including the new botanicals, 3, 7, and 9. 10 flavorful, fruity choices of Synergy kombucha featuring new superfruits. How did GT's mom combat breast cancer with kombucha? Read about about it at SynergyDrinks.com. Try it today. GT's Kombucha and Synergy.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit SupremeMasterTV.com. That's SupremeMasterTV.com. One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. It's every vegan's dream. A chain of vegan restaurants worldwide with incredibly delicious organic international cuisine. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. First opened in Northern California, then across Asia. Now in Southern California in Alhambra, 621 Main Street, and in San Diego at 1905 El Cajon Boulevard. Love animals? Don't eat them. Eat at Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. U.S. From Nutru, the company that brought you Omega Zen 3, vegan essential amino acids, comes Satori 7. Don't stress out. Try Satori 7 from California hops and poppies, known for their calming effect for centuries. Don't want to reach for that bottle of alcohol or Valium? Reach for Satori 7. Naturally, order from veganessentials.com. Information at Nutru.com. Order Satori 7. Calm down. Satori 7 from veganessentials.com.
Ballet, the most exquisite of the arts. But underfoot, ballet has a dirty little secret. Cruelty within the shoes. For until now, all ballet slippers have had animal suffering as one of their ingredients. Leather. Until now, ballet slippers were far from being green. Leather is toxic to the environment. Now, dance to greater artistic heights with joy, knowing that you're not dancing on cruelty. Now, get your ballet slippers from Cynthia King Dance Studios at CynthiaKingDance.com. Call 718-437-0101. CKDS ballet slippers, made with polished canvas uppers and synthetic soles. Dancers at the studio love them. Available in adult and children's sizes, they can be easily dyed for costuming. Order from CynthiaKingDance.com. Cruelty-free ballet slippers. Call 718-437-0101. 718-437-0101 or CynthiaKingDance.com.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Remember, we are listener-supported and supported by sponsors who present vegan and cruelty-free products and services. And your tax-deductible donation, you can donate online at GoVeganRadio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. This time of year, somebody has to be on the side of the turkeys, and this is animal liberation, media infiltration on behalf of the turkeys. And today I'm honored to have the president of United Poultry Concerns, Karen Davis, with us on the program. And Karen, in addition to being president of United Poultry Concerns, has authored several books, including A Home for Henny, which is a children's book published by UPC. Instead of Chicken, Instead of Turkey, a poultryless poultry potpourri, a cookbook published by the book publishing company. Also, Prison Chickens, Poisoned Eggs, an inside look at the modern poultry industry. More Than a Meal, The Turkey in History, Myth, Ritual, and Reality, and The Holocaust and The Handmaid's Tale, A Case for Comparing Atrocities. Welcome, Karen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about you?
I'm doing fine, but this is a sad time of year for me, although you point out what's the difference between Thanksgiving and every day, you know, which seems to be a Holocaust for the animals. But in particular, this time of year, we seem to concentrate on this strange holiday ritual of consuming dead turkeys. And people don't think, they don't think that they're eating someone. They think they're eating something. And I'd like you to tell us a bit about who's being eaten on Thanksgiving.
The turkey has definitely not benefited from our being here. One of the things I bring out in More Than a Meal, The Turkey in History, Myth, Ritual, and Reality, is that it isn't true that the Native Americans treated turkeys well, or even animals well, really. I mean, we're really looking at, when we look at almost any culture and through history, and we really take our blinders off and learn what can be learned about any culture, the treatment of other living beings by human beings usually is not good.
It's not. And Karen, we're running out of time, but I want people to know what the treatment is of turkeys who wind up on their Thanksgiving table.
Well, to continue, this treatment is not really good.
Yeah.
The worst things that have happened to turkeys is that this wild, free type of bird who flies, runs, walks, swims, and everything is now, well, 280 million per year in the United States alone, okay, 40 million of whom are slaughtered just for the Thanksgiving and holiday time period. These birds are locked up in filthy, dark houses, totally polluted with all kinds of bacteria, salmonella, campylobacter, all kinds of bacteria, many of which are transmissible to humans and make humans sick who eat turkeys. But the thing is, here's a bird who, as I said, the mother and the young are so closely bonded in their natural life, totally separated from each other. Again, these turkeys are just crowded, so crowded. When they are born in the hatchery and these mechanical drawers, their first experience is to be mutilated. Their beaks are burned off with hot guillotine blades. Their toes are burned off so they won't, rush up on each other when they have no place to run and ruin the flesh that could cause, an unsightly carcass, as the turkey industry puts it. So their first experience, instead of being under mother hen's wings and being in her sheltering maternal care, is to be mutilated. Of course, debeaking is an extremely painful mouth mutilation of birds. This has been known since the 60s, but it continues to be done. These turkeys are forced to grow too large for their skeletons, their legs, and their bones to adequately sustain the rapidly growing and overgrowing amount of breast muscle tissue. And so when you see these turkeys on television, you see this huge swollen body. You're looking at a bird who is malformed, who suffered enormously, usually painful hip joint and leg joint pain from having to support a body weight that the growing bones cannot support. So you're looking at a bird who just has been stripped of dignity, whose joy of life, which is very apparent in turkeys in their natural habitat and in sanctuaries such as ours, all of their comfort, all of their joy, all of their enthusiasm for life has been stripped away from them, and they are kept as dark prisoners in filthy surroundings until they are trucked, grabbed, and upside down by their legs, thrown into and crowded crates, plastic crates or metal crates, and sent off to the slaughter plants where they're hung upside down by their ankles in shackles, and then they are subjected to excruciating, painful, paralytic electric shocks through water, cold salted water. They're hung upside down. They're going through this cold salted, electrified water, which the industry refers to as a stunner. But the point is, they are not stunned, nor are chickens subjected to the same process. They are deliberately paralyzed. The muscles of their feather follicles are paralyzed so that after they're dead, their feathers will come out more easily. And the poultry industry deliberately keeps these birds alive, conscious, and breathing through the entire slaughter process so that their hearts will continue to beat and pump out blood. So when you hear or read in the newspaper that these birds are, and I'm talking about chickens and turkeys and ducks and their few geese, 40 million geese or something slaughtered in the United States, geese, any birds, they are subjected to these horrible, painful electric shocks going through their eyeballs, their eardrums, their heads, their hearts, that are not in any way intended to electrocute them, that is, to render them dead, like in a in a death house, but to simply paralyze them so they're fully conscious, but they can't move. Again, just so their feathers will come out more easily. And also, after they're scalded in the scald tanks, many go into the scald tanks alive, conscious, and breathing. And as the former chicken slaughter plant worker at Tyson pointed out, Virgil Butler, these birds often struggle so much in these scald tanks that their eyes pop out of their heads and they break their bones inside the scald tanks. So, I mean, there's nothing joyful about a turkey on the table. There's nothing about it. I mean, and of course, the parents, in order to produce the young turkeys, are obscenely artificially milked in the case of the male birds, the male breeding turkeys. And the females, then, they have these syringes with the semen stuck into into their vents by these men whose job is to do that, to suck semen out of the male turkeys and put the semen into the female turkeys who live in an entirely different house and different shed. And so, and of course, these turkeys struggle violently and sometimes die in that process because they're being subjected to such a violent and totally abnormal experience. Plus, these breeder turkeys are so heavy. Again, when you're so heavy as these birds are being forced to be, these chickens and turkeys for the meat industry, for breast muscle tissue, especially in big, what they like to call drumstick size, these birds are like a very obese human being. Their hearts are weak. Their lungs are weak. They're huge, but they're totally weak and vulnerable and fragile inside. And one of the things that's been pointed out about these turkeys in these factory farm, they're just big, dirty, filthy 500-foot-long sheds where they're just crowded wall to wall, nothing to do but just be there until they're actually luckier if they die before they ever get taken to the slaughter plant and go through what I just described, the stunner, then which so-called stunner, and then having their neck vessels cut and then thrown into a scald tank. So they're better, the sooner they die, the better, really, under those circumstances. Sometimes a turkey will die way before they ever get slaughtered because of the filthy conditions and the stress that they're subjected to. And as I said, the painful debeaking, they can't eat properly, so they simply starve to death. They can't use their beaks, so they die of dehydration and so on. But when a turkey will die, sometimes others around him or her will die too in a kind of response to the death of their fellow. And turkeys are very... They're a flock bird, and they're like chickens. They're very responsive to one another's, I mean, they have all kinds of vocalizations, voices. They respond. I watched the chickens outside in our yard and the turkeys over the years and also the ducks, and these birds are just very, very aware of one another. And when something happens to one, the others pick up on it. And, and so this sad thing happens in the turkey houses that's been described by poultry scientists, how one will have a heart attack, and then others around him or her will have a heart attack, too, as a kind of vicarious death that they experience because of one turkey.
And is that any surprise, considering their environment and the conditions they're forced to endure?
Well, their environment couldn't be worse. I mean, again, they're living in the dark. They're living in total pollution. They're totally crowded. There's nowhere for them to go. And as I said, that's why they cut their toes off, because they're like human beings. If human beings are kept in a dark place, totally crowded, in their own excrement, their own urine, and everything else like these birds are kept, and then the door opens, and a little bit of light comes in, let's say the farmer walks in to do something or other, then the birds can be thrown into a panic, or They're simply trying to walk away from each other or to move, but there's nowhere to move to. So they will pile up on each other because there's nowhere for them to go. Their natural walking instinct, like we have, to move to go someplace with their legs, well, there's nowhere to go except on top of each other. So they go into this panic.
Unfortunately, there's nowhere to go for them but the Thanksgiving table. We're just about out of time, maybe 30 seconds left. Karen Davis of United Poultry Concerns. And what a grim recipe for a holiday celebration.
And it's not necessary. People go to our website. They can look at our recipe section under diet. I urge people to go to our website and learn about chickens and turkeys, www.upc-online.org. Again, upc-online.org.
The UPC is for United Poultry Concerns.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if people go to upc-online.org/turkeys, they will learn a lot about turkeys there, and they can actually read my book, More Than a Meal, The Turkey in History, Myth, Ritual, and Reality, because it's posted also as a PDF, as well a file, as well as being available in print form. So we have beautiful turkey posters for sale. We have beautiful turkeys brochures. In fact, this weekend we're going to be passing out hundreds of these brochures at the White House on Saturday afternoon. Friday evening, we're going to be in Bethesda, Maryland, outside a Food Lion, or I guess Food Lion or one of the big supermarkets. We're going to be passing out turkeys brochures there. We'll have our signs, we'll have our posters, our banners, everything to try to urge people to get to know who these birds really are, and to choose a tofurkey or a tofu turkey or any of the wonderful vegan foods they can have and have an abundant Thanksgiving holiday without all this misery sitting in the middle of their table.
Absolutely. We have Seth Tibbett coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the founder of Turtle Island Foods, who gives us tofurkey, which is our alternative. And definitely support Karen Davis and her efforts with United Poultry Concerns. She's the real deal, standing up for the birds when nobody else does. And
a lot of people do, you know, though. I don't mean to interrupt you. But, yeah, the mainstream hasn't caught up yet. But there are just so many people, certainly sanctuary people, shelter people, animal people, who really, you know, who are standing up for turkeys. We just need to expand that group.
Mm-hmm. And of course, your solution is to go vegan.
Well, of course, to go vegan. Yeah, you know, absolutely.
Well, that's it.
Because vegan is about our diet, how we eat, who we eat. Well, not that we don't eat a who anymore.
Mm-hmm,
we
right.
stop eating who's. But it's also, it's an attitude and a behavior towards life in all the things that we purchase and the way we try to live our lives, to try to respect the world we live in, the creatures who share the planet with us, the planet itself, to buy things that are products that are as responsible and ethical as possible. So it's about how we eat, but it's how we live. That's the important thing, that we take responsibility for our lives and try to be an ethical member of Earth's community
live and let live.
Absolutely, as much as possible.
Yeah, thanks, Karen Davis of United Poultry Concerns.
Burgers and hot dogs today, then heart attack and cancer tomorrow.
You don't want meat? It's time to try Stuff I Eat, an urban fine dining experience. Vegan, organic, eco-friendly. Stuff I Eat, 114 North Market Street near Manchester and Englewood. Visit StuffIEat.com. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Stuff I Eat. 310-671-0115. Stuff I Eat. World-famous tacos that had them lined up around the block every week at the Agape Center. They're a specialty at Stuff I Eat, where entrees include the organic soul food platter, enchilada pie, organic portobello burrito, quesadillas, and so much more. Smoothies, juice drinks, desserts, high-quality urban dining, not high prices, the closest vegan restaurant to LAX. Stuff I Eat, 114 North Market in Englewood. StuffIEat.com. 310-671-0115.
VeganEssentials.com, your online superstore, vegan-owned and operated, with over 1,200 all-vegan items in stock. Call 866-88-VEGAN, 866-88-VEGAN. What's new at VeganEssentials.com? Ryan Wilson, owner, says you have to try Dandy's Vegan Marshmallows, and the new Go Max Go Vegan candy bars are definitely setting a standard. Free UPS ground shipping in the continental USA. VeganEssentials.com. 866-88-VEGAN. VeganEssentials.com.
Now available at PETAcatalog.org. The PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights by PETA President Ingrid E. Newkirk is the must-have guide for compassionate living. From how to eat healthfully and humanely to choosing cruelty-free cosmetics and clothing, the PETA Practical Guide to Animal Rights is loaded with facts, fascinating stories, inspiration, resources, and hundreds of simple ways to live a lifestyle that's kind to animals and the planet. Order your copy today at PETAcatalog.org.
It is all the block to your success. Call Edie, your vegan hypnotherapist, 562-233-6714. Quit smoking your first session. Lose weight without dieting. My website, ediecobble.com. That's spelled EDEYCALDWELL.com. Board certified. Call me now. 562-233-6714. EDEYCobble.com.
From composer and pianist Renee Smith, it's Song of the Sirens, Seasons, the DVD. Original music and photography by Renee Smith. Scenery, the colors of the seasons in the woods of New England, set to the music of Renee Smith.
You must listen with your heart and must be quiet for this to start.
Seasons, available from songofthesirens.com. Songofthesirens.com. It's Seasons from Renee Smith.
Welcome to Green's Cafe, Orange County's delicious, affordable, organic, vegan international cuisine. Read the rave reviews on Yelp. You'll love it too. Green's Cafe, 15435 Jeffrey Road at Irvine Center Drive in the Irvine Village Center. Announcing, all-you-can-eat buffet every Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., just $11.95. See the everyday menu at thegreenscafe.com. Everyday favorites include appetizers, soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, pasta, rice, dessert, coffee. There's a kid's menu. Green's Cafe. That's 15435 Jeffrey Road at Irvine Center Drive in the Irvine Village Center. Dine in, take out, delivery and catering available. Call 949-653-1241. TheGreensCafe.com. 949-653-1241. TheGreensCafe.com.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. You know, we do have to pay the station to be on the air. If we weren't on right now, there'd be, you know, a butt hairball turkey spot right now. So we want to be here on behalf of the turkeys. And you can help us stay on the air with a donation online at goveganradio.com. Or you can make a check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414. San Francisco, California, 94147. Go Vegan Radio, a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. So your donation is tax deductible. And today, well, coming up on Thursday, it's a dreaded day for turkeys, but they do have a very good friend in our next guest. Seth Tibbett is the founder of Turtle Island Foods, and he gives us tofurkey, the alternative to eating turkey on Thanksgiving. And, well, every year about this time, we like to talk to Seth and see what's new with tofurkey. How are you doing this year, Seth?
Doing good, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you again. So, and the popularity just keeps growing and growing, doesn't it, for tofurkey?
Oh, it really does. And we've had another great year in spite of the economy. Every time the fall rolls around, we wonder if we'll keep our 15-year streak intact of selling more tofurkey roasts than the year before. But this year, we've already surpassed the 2008 total sales, which we sell all the way through, of course, December 31st. And we're over 300,000 tofurkey roasts sold, which, by the way, kind of is about the same as pardoning 50,000 turkeys, if you take the amount of food that represents and you translate that into the weight of a average store-bought turkey. That's 50,921.
Thank you. Thank you, Seth Tibbett. You know, I know that, see, I'm thinking that the weekend before Thanksgiving, where when this show is running, actually, should be like, thanks, you know, thanks Vegan Weekend. We should thank a vegan for saving, you know, how many hundreds of thousands of gallons of water every year in the food growing process, and not participating in global warming the way meat and dairy do. And now by eating a tofurkey for Thanksgiving, you're saying we're saving 50,000 turkey lives.
Well, that, not only that, but the bigger issue for us is that what we figured out was last year the science guys here figured that it was 4.87 pounds of grain needed to make 1 pound of turkey meat.
Mm-hmm.
And for a pound of tofurkey, it is actually 0.47 pounds of grain. So that's about a 10 to 1 ratio, which means that we saved not only 50,000 tofurkeys, but 1.7 million pounds of grain, which, when you think about it, is a lot of food for people, and it's a lot of savings for the planet, like you were saying, environmentally, too. There's less water, stress on the water and ecosystems, not, let alone, you know, the methane and the problems caused by the waste from growing animal.
Absolutely, and considering all the to the detriment of people's health, I mean, I don't think there's any denying the dangers of animal protein. If we look at T. Colin Campbell's book, people eating turkey. I don't know how turkey has come to be thought of as a health food, because it's got the very unhealthy protein, full of cholesterol and animal fat, and you know, most of the birds are pumped up with antibiotics, and you know, just not a health food.
Yeah, there's a lot of problems with raising any animal, but turkeys in particular are also one of the, you know, heavy polluters and things. I think that the UN Department of Agriculture had a report last year that said that 18% of all greenhouse gases were caused from animal production.
That was a United Nations report, and
that was a United Nations report.
And what's amazing is just a few weeks ago there was a study released, and you're going to have to look at this. I'm still in a state of shock. It's from the World Watch Institute, and a couple of their scientists examined the UN numbers and said they were grossly underestimated, and they gave many of the reasons why. And
right.
and they said that they believe that meat and dairy are responsible for 51% of all greenhouse gas emissions. And the methane that we've blamed over the years, saying, oh, it's 23 times more deadly and toxic than carbon in the global warming equation, they measure it out to be 70 times more. It's really amazing. It's from the World Watch Institute, and it's
right.
And it was incredible when it was 18%, because that was more than all transportation combined, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's more than everything else. Now it's more than everything else combined. Like, if it's not meat and dairy, combine everything else, it doesn't add up to what meat and dairy contribute to global warming. So really, the alarm bells are sounding also when it comes to global warming and climate change and the ice melting and not refreezing and the tops of Kilimanjaro and the Himalayas losing their snow caps. I'd say, and it's interesting because you're like an example. You know, you're like the laboratory experiment of what goes right if you switch from meat and dairy to vegan to you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess you could argue then that I've heard the phrase that a vegan driving a Hummer is better for the planet than a meat eater driving a Prius.
Yeah. Well, definitely, you know, and I think it's a meat eater even, you know, riding a bicycle, and it might be the vegan can let the Hummer idle all year, you know, 24 hours a day. I mean, it's really it really is amazing, and especially related to water usage too. Because I've seen estimates that it takes 10,000 gallons of water to grow a vegan's food in a year, and 320,000 gallons to grow a meat eater's food. So it's pretty amazing. And you're doing your part, Seth, and with Tofurky. And we're talking to Seth Tibbett, who is the founder of Turtle Island Foods. Who and vegans eat tofurky for Thanksgiving. That's what we eat. We don't really celebrate a dead bird as a centerpiece for celebration. We have a good time because we don't have a victim on the table. You know, we're including victim planet Earth. So So what could people expect? Let us say we've convinced them now. They want to go vegan. They want to have tofurky for Thanksgiving. What can they expect from a tofurky feast?
Well, the tofurky roast is the number one component of all the different kinds of tofurky holiday offerings on the market, and that is a 26-ounce roast, which feeds 4 to 6 people, and it is a tofu seitan outside skin and sort of a meat alternative of the tofurky. And on the core of that, there's a wild rice, whole wheat breadcrumb, celery and onion, traditional kind of stuffing. And boy, you just put these in the oven, or we actually at tofurky.com this year have posted what I think is the breakthrough, sure to be bomb-proof, rave review recipe for cooking a tofurky roast, which is this crock pot recipe where you just simmer the tofurky in this cranberry onion sort of paste. And oh man, we had it here the other day, and everybody from the maintenance to the shipping and all the departments were just coming back, and there were no leftovers there, I'll tell you.
Great.
So that's a real nice, way to cook it, and that's at tofurky.com. But we have also gravy. We have mushroom and tofurky giblet. No animal giblets, but they're just little pieces of tofurky, and it makes a nice, rich gravy that really brings out the complements the flavor of the roast, and you can serve it with your mashed potatoes and everything. And then the tofurky feast is our big flagship product, and that has 8 cranberry apple potato dumplings and a set of tofurky jerky wish sticks, so you can make a little vegan, cruelty-free wish by pulling apart not an animal bone, but these little strips of tofurky jerky, and then you can eat them.
Wonderful.
And delicious.
And you use organic soy, and your products are...
Yes, we do. In fact, we were just, we use organic tofu, and we make tempeh as well, and we base that on organic soy. We base everything on traditional foods like tofu and tempeh, which is really different from all of our bigger corporate competitors who use more of a processed form of soy, which is the isolates or concentrates that are more like the powders. But we believe in the real traditional tofu, tempeh, and we use the organic soy protein for everything we do.
Mm-hmm. And no hexane or some of those other things that go on in the...
Hexane is something that people don't often consider or know about, even, that's in some of their soy products. And it's a solvent that extracts the protein and the starch, and is not something that we use or would ever consider using. And the... there was a report that came out this year from the Cornucopia Institute in Wisconsin, which is a nonprofit sort of watchdog on the industry group, and they analyzed the ingredients and buying practices of the major soy national brands, and tofurky came out as the cleanest national branded meat alternative in America. So we were really proud of that.
Wonderful. Congratulations on that. And tofurky isn't just for Thanksgiving. I mean, you have a full line of products that that we love, deli slices and sausages and franks and links and jerky. And am I forgetting anything?
That's sort of the family right now, but we're coming out with more tofurky products as time goes on. But tempeh also has been a big seller for us recently. I think the magic of fermented soy and tempeh is really a great vegan protein, and we have these marinated tempeh strips now that are sesame garlic and coconut curry and lemon pepper, and they're already marinated right in the package. So you
I haven't even tried those yet. Whoa.
I'll send you down some.
Okay.
Let's exchange some. But they're really tearing it up out there because they, you know, tempeh does require a little bit of knowledge about cooking. So especially in the supermarkets, the supermarket shopper that doesn't have a lot of time to cook, they just pull these out of the package and throw them in a saute pan and brown them a little bit and put them on a sandwich or casserole, stir fry.
Mm-hmm. And you have a tempeh recipe contest going on at tofurkey.com.
We do. Mm-hmm. And somebody can win a nice iPhone for the winning tempeh strip recipe. So keep those cards and letters coming in, folks. But, you know, fermented soy is really on a lot of people's good go-to eat lists now. You know, it's just really makes tempeh is one of the more digestible soy proteins that there are, and it's very easily assimilated by the body. And just a real, I think, a miracle food. You know, in 1980, actually, before there was even any thought from this from me or this company about tofurkey, we started out making just tempeh. That was my first product. I had $2,500 of money saved up in the bank from my 10-year career as a teacher naturalist, and invested in a bunch of pots and pans and started making tempeh in Forest Grove, Oregon. And that was really my first love in terms of soy foods, and I always thought it had a great potential in this country. And now tempeh is the fastest growing subcategory in all of meat alternatives. You know, you have your frozen burgers, your frozen meatless poultry and deli slices and hot dogs and things, but tempeh is actually growing faster than all those alternatives. So
okay, well, people should check it out in the deli case of natural food stores, and you know, the regular grocery stores too carry tofurkey. We have maybe 30 seconds left, Seth. If there was anything we didn't get to mention that you wanted to get to mention,
well, you know, it's just really a pleasure talking to you and the Vegan Radio and all you do for promoting veganism. I think that the reasons to eat vegetarian become more compelling every year, you know, from diet to environmental to ethical reasons. And they all add up to the right choice for me. And I'm really, as grain and, you know, we're using grain now for gas and ethanol and not just for feeding people but feeding cars. So we need to really become more energy efficient by looking at what we eat and what is sustainable. And I think the vegan diet is, in the years to come, going to be proven to be the sustainable answer for a lot of the Earth's problems.
Well, why not start now? Why not start with this Thanksgiving and make the right choice and pass by the dead birds and go to the food that's full of life? It's tofurkey. And thanks for being with us again on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Seth Tibbett of Turtle Island Foods, makers of tofurkey.
We got something for you who don't want meat. A natural soy product and a tasty treat. It's tofurkey. That's what I said, tofurkey. There's tofurkey roast, deli slices too. They have tofurkey sausage, even jerky to chew. We admit the name is kind of quirky, but once you taste it, you'll love tofurkey, tofurkey. Come on, give it a try, it's tofurkey.
See us at tofurkey.com.
D-O-F-U-R-K-Y, tofurkey.
Wherever quality natural foods are sold.
Use your noodle. Eat vegan. Dine at Golden Era Vegetarian Restaurant. 100% vegan at 5720 O'Farrell Street in San Francisco between Jones and Leavenworth. Call 415-673-3136. Year after year, for over 10 years, accolades for Golden Era Vegetarian Restaurant. Best vegan restaurant, best vegetarian restaurant, best vegetarian food, best healthy eating. Rave reviews in the Chronicle, too. You'll rave, too. See the menu at goldenera-vegetarian.com. Called some of the best Vietnamese fare in town, Golden Era now does its own baking. Try the blueberry cheesecake. Close to BART and Muni, with respect for all life, Golden Era Vegetarian Restaurant, 5720 O'Farrell Street in San Francisco. Take out, dine in. Visit goldeneravegetarian.com. Call 415-673-3136, goldeneravegetarian.com.
These are stressful times. It's time to relax with deep tissue, Thai, and Swedish massage. From Lila Wadi. 818-983-4115, 341 North Glendale Boulevard, near downtown Los Angeles. Call for an appointment, 818-983-4115. Deep tissue Thai and Swedish massage, body scrubs, body skin steam detox. Lila Wadi, 818-983-4115. 1 hour facial and body scrub treatment plus 1 hour body massage for $99. Lila Wadi, 818-983-4115.
And now Go Vegan with Bob Linden presents Vegan Dogs, Cats, and Companion Animal Healthcare with veterinarian Dr. Armitage May, veganvet.net. Sponsored by VDog, high-protein vegan dog food. Order online at vdogfood.com. Free shipping, VDog. Call 888-280-8364.
Well, we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and Dr. May, I imagine many in our audience are grateful for the companion animals with whom they share their lives, and we would like to help them be good guardians with general preventive thoughts, and maybe we need to prevent certain things happening around the time of the holidays, too, coming up?
Certainly, yeah. I think that we certainly should give back to our animal companions the way they give so much to us in the form of love and companionship. And there are a lot of things that we can do on a preventative level to safeguard the health and well-being of our animals. When it comes to oral health, keeping dental hygiene up to par is important. And starting at a young age, getting a dog or cat accustomed to having his or her teeth brushed is a really good thing to do, because then later in life, there won't be as much disease affecting other organs, including the kidney, liver, and heart. Just the same way in a human, dental disease can affect those organs negatively. The same is true in these other animals. And so by gently brushing their teeth a couple times a week, and if necessary, bringing them in for under anesthesia dental cleanings, and keeping that up is important. Also keeping
brush their teeth with what, though? Like a toothbrush and what on it or something?
Yeah, there are quite a few toothpaste that are flavored for pets that you can get either through your vet office or at a pet store, but you don't absolutely have to have the toothpaste. It's mainly the brushing action itself, which has the beneficial effect of scraping away plaque, which then can become tartar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so so the dental hygiene is one thing to do in the prevention department. Another thing is keeping them at a healthy body weight. A lot of pets these days are overweight and even obese, and it does negatively affect their health and reduce their longevity. It can lead to arthritis because of the increased pressure on the joints. It can increase risk for diabetes. And, it doesn't have to be that way. So, you know, healthy amount of exercise, good meal planning, vegetarian food tends to be a little bit less calorie dense, and, of course, it has other benefits, which we've talked about in previous shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And coming up on the holiday season, there are toxic plants. There's tinsel. There are ribbons everywhere. What?
Right. So especially with cats, you have to be real careful, because a lot of cats love to play with string and tinsel and ribbon, all those what we call linear foreign bodies in the veterinary lingo. Basically, anything long and stringy that a cat could swallow, even dental floss, could present a huge emergency if it ends up getting lodged in the intestinal tract to the point where the cat is vomiting and unable to pass this. And while it's uncommon that would actually happen to your cat, it has happened, and it does happen. And when it happens, it's a huge vet bill that you're looking at, in addition to the trauma and discomfort to the cat of being hauled to the vet and having surgery sometimes in order to retrieve the foreign object. And, of course, dogs can also get into foreign objects and sometimes not be able to pass them and end up requiring surgery to retrieve the foreign object. So, you know, general sensibility and precaution as far as putting things away out of reach, and certainly plants which are toxic should be kept out of reach. There's so many. I would recommend looking at the ASPCA website. ASPCA.org has a really nice comprehensive listing of all sorts of plants, both toxic and non-toxic for horses, dogs, and cats.
And do we remember just a few of the toxic ones off the top of our
head? Poinsettia, lilies. Lilies are really toxic to cats. It causes kidney failure. So that's more Easter time concern, but a lot of household flowering plants can be toxic. So if you're into gardening at all and your cat is accompanying you in your gardening hobbies, then make sure that those plants are not within reach of your pet.
Keep away all linear foreign objects? Was that what the scientific veterinary term was?
Unless you're supervising. And cats love to play with string. And I think there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're supervising them and making sure they're not swallowing it and leading to problems. So as long as that's the case, it's fine. But, you know, as soon as you leave the room or go home, then make sure, leave home. Make sure to put all that away.
And what would some of the signs be, like the behavior of dogs or cats who might have ingested something they shouldn't have?
Typically, it's profuse, repeated vomiting. And it's not just a little vomit here or there. So don't panic if your dog or cat vomits once. That happens from time to time if they overeat or they just have an upset stomach for some reason. But if it's repeated vomiting, and I'm talking 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a day, and they're not keeping any food down, and sometimes they have pain in their belly, that's when you have to be concerned. You have to take them in, get some x-rays and blood work done, and find out what's going on.
So it would have been like my reaction to eating a real turkey then, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, and no real turkey for you, probably tofurkey.
Absolutely
or vegan.
Not. Yeah, I'll be at the vegan Thanksgiving potluck this coming Thanksgiving.
Yes, Rancho Park.
Rancho Park, yes, indeed.
In Palms.
My signature vegan cookies to share with everyone.
Okay, Dr. Armighty May with her cookies at Rancho Park on Thanksgiving. So we look forward to seeing you there. And again, contact information for listeners in the West LA, Santa Monica, Southern California
vegan
area.
VeganVet.net. And I do house calls on the west side of LA. And you can also contact me at 310-614-3530.
Thank you, Dr. Armighty May. V-Dog, high-protein vegan dog food. Over 10 generations of healthy dogs are proof dogs thrive on V-Dog, balanced, healthy, meat-free nutrition. Many dogs have experienced improved dental hygiene, healthier skin and coat, improved digestion and weight management, increased energy, produced in the USA, developed without any animal testing. For listeners of Go Vegan with Bob Linden in the UK, approved by the British Union for the abolition of vivisection, sold in the UK under the name Happy Dog, HAPPIDOG. Here in the USA, it's V-Dog. Order online, free shipping, vdogfood.com. Call toll-free, 888-280-8364, 888-280-8364, vdogfood.com.
All you're saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Listener supported, please donate online at goveganradio.com. We have to pay the radio stations so that the turkeys have a voice at Thanksgiving in the lamestream media. There's a pre-Thanksgiving potluck happening in San Francisco, actually in Alameda. Check it out. It's co-sponsored by the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Visit sfvs.org for information on that. And the raw pre-Thanksgiving dinner happening Sunday, November 22nd at a live restaurant. Again, visit sfvs.org for that. And, all the lectures that happened at Golden Gate Park on World Veg Weekend, they are there too. Oh, coming up Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, it is Fur-Free Friday, and you need to gather in Los Angeles. So November 27th is the day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Meet at Rodeo Drive and Santa Monica Boulevard. And also in San Francisco for Free Friday, November 27th, noon to 3 p.m. in Union Square. San Jose, yes, Friday, November 27th. That's at Santana Row in San Jose, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Exact location to be announced. You can go to idausa.org and click on Fur Free Friday for events happening near you. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for eating tofurkey instead of turkey. Thank you for not wearing fur, and thank you for standing up for the animals. Okay, if you love animals, please don't eat them. Go vegan and make a donation at goveganradio.com.